Caroline, here's one for you from Leslie Wolfe. How do objects orbit in space?
So I like to think of this sort of like a ball on a string. So the ball is, say, a planet. The string is the force of gravity. And your hand that's swinging the ball around is the sun or whatever the objecting orbit is. The orbiting object is orbiting. So say we're talking about a planet orbiting our sun. So the gravity attracts the planet at a perpendicular direction to its motion. So it keeps sort of travelling forwards but getting pulled into the sun, but not quite fast enough to spiral in and crash into the sun. But it's also not travelling fast enough to get hurtled into space. If it were to slow down, it would crash into the sun. But because there's no particles, there's no air resistance, so the planet keeps going and, yeah, doesn't crash into the sun, doesn't fling off into space. It's kind of in a perfect happy medium.
Is it Newton's? I can't remember whose example originally of, like, firing a cannonball to explain it. And just if you had fired a cannonball fast enough, you could get it into orbit. And that's the principle of spaceflight, basically. You fire something up fast enough and the Earth falls away faster than the thing falls back into Earth.
Yeah, exactly. So the cannonball's falling towards the Earth, but the curvature of the Earth is such that it can never actually land. It just kind of keeps going. And that's exactly the same principle as with planets orbiting the sun and moons orbiting planets.
So I was wondering, with these orbits, how do we get so many planets having exactly the right speed to orbit? Because I would have thought loads of them would just fall in the sun and loads of them would shoot off.
Fall sunwards, you start travelling faster, and therefore you can find yourself travelling fast enough to stay in orbit.
So it self-corrects a little bit.
I think so, yes.
I mean, when was the solar system formed?
When was it formed? Yeah. 4.6 billion years ago.
Yeah.
And there were lots of planet-sized bodies originally. We call them planetary embryos, and they would crash into each other. So it's very difficult to define the age of the Earth, because which of these parent bodies do you regard as the proto-Earth? So until you've got a body that's almost an Earth mass, you haven't got the Earth. But it all happened within 10 or no more than 100 million years at 4.6 billion years ago.
Wow. So and that's everything just accreting together.
It's starting off as gas and dust, and the particles bump into each other. They're fluffy, they stick together, get bigger and bigger. Then they get enough gravity to start attracting each other. And then you've got runaway growth and it all kind of speeds up.
So fantastic.